welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. My name is David Limerick, and I'm a behavioral financial advisor with WeStreet Wealth Management. So what is a behavioral financial advisor? A behavioral financial advisor is simply someone who helps you manage your emotions and your values around your money. Your financial story is yours to write. Imagine your potential if you had the tools to write and create it. No matter what chapter you're in, we want to provide you with the tools you need to write your financial story. Welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. On our earlier podcast, we've been discussing the idea of the alignment model, the financial alignment model, and the four R's of managing our emotions as it pertains to our decision-making process. Now, moving forward, I want to go back to the idea of values-based investing and planning and exactly what that means. As a quick review, values-based investing is not an investment strategy per se, but it is a way of managing our money and our investments around what we value, i.e. family, education, security, and health. There are about 50 to 60 different values that I help people go through, help them write down what they value, but that's for a later podcast. We're not going to get into all 50, 60 of those today. For this episode, I want to simply discuss the five different categories of values that we hold. The first one is relationship-driven. The second one is personal influence. The third one is purpose-driven. The fourth is security-driven. And last but not least, fifth is pursuit-driven. The values we hold around our relationships shape how we interact with people. And it can also affect the way we spend our money. Relationship-driven values can be broken down as friendship, cooperation, loyalty, community, and our previously mentioned family values. These values all focus on the relationships we have with people around us. As we work through these values from a relational standpoint, we understand very importantly that we value the people and the relationships more than what people can do for us. Now, personal influence values, they're not as vain as they may sound. These values include leadership, achievement, power, recognition, status, and competition as well. These values are often important to people who have big career and personal goals for themselves. These values can drive a person to take on a new challenge and grow as a person as we grow in our leadership and our careers. Now, purpose-driven values include the idea of meaningful work, philanthropic endeavors, religion, helping others, ethics, integrity, fairness, honesty, and service. Listen, everybody needs a purpose. Without a purpose, how do you know what you're doing? Now, security-focused values include safety, order, autonomy, flexibility, and the previously mentioned independence and freedom. So purpose-driven values are just that, values that you will pursue continuously in your life. These will include education challenges, challenges to change, competency, creativity, play, happiness, health, adventure, and excellence. And you can see how these values that you value every day can help you make decisions. And you have to fully understand your purpose. And then you have to understand your pursuit of those purposes. And this is what we're talking about, the pursuit of driven values. There's an ancient proverb that says not to be unequally tied together. Now, many times people enter into relationships with other people, companies, and business partners, and they never really discuss what they value. I hope by now you can see how that will actually create conflict that doesn't need to be there. You can go to work with a business partner. If they value one thing better than another and you value this, you can see the conflict that can arise. In our next episode, we'll begin to talk about understanding your values and how our values reflect on our relationships. But just imagine the potential when you live life in alignment with your values and you share your life with those who have similar values. Thank you for joining me for Imagine the Potential podcast. The opinions voiced in this show's podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.